ask musicians to name someone they regard as visionary, and you'll likely hear the name Flying Lotus. The record producer, conceptual artist, rapper, and label head built a reputation for dense collages of sound. And in the 5 years since his last album, he's worked with everyone from Kendrick Lamar to Herbie Hancock and Solange Knowles. That's Solange on the latest album from Flying Lotus. It's a 67-minute opus called Flamagra. Tom Moon has our review.
Step right up and prepare to be amazed by strange, blink-and-you-miss-em concatenations of sound beamed directly from the mind of Flying Lotus. There are 27 tracks on this album. Some last just a minute or a little longer. Rather than make typical verse-chorus songs, Stephen Ellison goes for curious, eerie environments. It's part of how he's rethinking that outdated construct, the long-playing album. Ellison grew up in a musical family. His great-aunt was keyboardist Alice Coltrane. He says that when he's writing these scenes, his goal is to create stuff that freaks him out. Flamagra plays like a high-speed chase through a carnival funhouse, a sideshow attraction of the mind. Turn a corner, and you might find yourself deep in a disorienting escape room maze. Walk a little further, and you encounter George Clinton, leading a team of digital munchkins through a surreal production number. Somehow, despite the short vignettes and detours, Flamagra hangs together. It unfolds in a cinematic way, with rousing moments followed by quiet ones, followed by brain-scrambling bits of beat programming. There may be an overarching message in there somewhere. Not sure that it matters. Sometimes, it's enough to just take the journey through the funhouse.
The latest from Flying Lotus is called Flamagra. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.